Hello, and welcome to the City Mess. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. I'm sorry, everyone who is listening at home. I tried to sound impressive. It didn't work out. My name is David Ivan Cerna. I'm a cybersecurity here at UTSA, and I'm heading into my final year as a senior. And with me, I have right here...
My name is Long Trai. I'm a computer science major. I'm also a senior in UTSA, and currently with my fella who's in the City Master program.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about Confluence Park, a very nice park that honestly looked amazing when we went to go see it. Do you have any opening remarks or statements?
Well, to be honest, Confluence Park, when we first hit there, it doesn't look really amazing.
Oh yeah, definitely the entrance is a little off-putting, especially when you're driving in, because I understand why they have the gravel there, or I'm not sure what it's called, permeable.
Would be good.
Permeable land so that the water can go in, we can create their own aquifer and everything. But it is not very good on your tires. I can tell you right now that if you constantly visit there, you would not like visiting there after a bit.
Yeah, not at all. Like, your tire will be like crushed. But besides the fact that it's made out of rocks in the parking lot, it's surrounded with a lot of small, low-income neighborhood, which is not very attractive for a park that is trying to, you know, develop.
Well, I can't really say that you would blame the... Well, not blame, but like to say that it's supposed to grow. The whole point of the park is it's supposed to bring something to that little area. That's at least my thought process. The whole point is that if you think about it, if it's a low-income housing, then obviously the land was pretty cheap, and it's probably why they were able to do so much with it that they've done so far, because it started off in a low-income area.
I mean, it's agreeable, but the thing is the entrance of the park is like really small, really narrow, and if you just judge the book by its cover, it's not going to be a very... impressive part, especially when you come in, everything is so hot and sunny, the grass is all dead, you know.
Well, that's just summer though.
Well, that's the point. We just came in the summer and it looks like it just has that little area, but we can discover more when you hit the trail and everything. But I mean, first look, it's like but then it started to grow a little bit by bit.
And that's because I almost missed the park, because what ended up happening was I kept driving and then went, oh, that was my turn. And then I just had to go into this little area. I can't remember. I think it was a little restaurant, and then just turn right around and to get back in, because I honestly just didn't notice it the first time I drove by.
Well, I think you're not the only one. Luis is, I carpool Luis, and he also missed a turn. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do, because...
I noticed that it was just like a row of like four people cars. I'm almost completely certain. I wasn't sure if you were part of those cars. I don't know the vehicles.
Yeah, it just... Yeah. The first look was just too small and too insignificant for an entrance of the park.
Which, not that I encourage it, but it's probably going to get to the point where they're just going to build a bunch of parking lots. I mean, that's what it is right now in the downtown area, where it's just, there's a lot of different parking garages just spread throughout. Of course, it's like a couple miles in between each parking lot, but at the same time, it's going to get to that point where you probably just can't have a driveway anymore.
Well, yeah, it's true. And I think after the development of this park, they can expand the area and make the entrance like nicer, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it looks less insignificant,
I guess,
to the area.
And that's because, yeah, a lot of it is like you saw a lot of personal homes around the area, and I think what's gonna happen eventually, and I think this happens to pretty much any metropolitan area, is that eventually you're just gonna have to tear down those houses, which it sounds really bad, but of course the banks will probably buy them, hopefully willingly they will get bought out.
Well,
and the big thing is just to make the most efficient use of space, and to say that we can have the most efficient use and then just still have this little oasis type area that can say this is our national park right here. Not that I'm not sure, is it considered a national park?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's just something that they try to expand on. In a sense, the park itself is not like national park because it's not big enough.
Oh yeah, not
but,
national
but
park.
The but the whole river area that they're trying to develop and everything, I guess you could say something that...
Hopefully one day it will be.
Yeah, like national level river, whatever.
And that's because the rocks, I still don't understand why they did that, because honestly, I can think of a couple of other ways that it could have just been a sewer grate if you think about it, just to say that, all right, it's not piercing my tires.
Yeah, it's true. the sewer line will be much better option, or if they you've seen the permeable concrete, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the only problem with that is it freezes during the winter, but other than that, it should be useful.
I thought that they have developed one that doesn't freeze in the winter.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure about that one. Because the whole point is that the water would... Well, that's the whole thing. If it floods, then the water will stay in there and then it'll freeze and crack. But I'm not sure how that would work.
Well, the thing... I've seen some videos of demonstration. They're like throwing tons and tons of water, like literally in tons.
Mm-hmm. The video I watched was like involved a fire truck. Like they were just spraying water just to see how much it could absorb.
Yeah, exactly. But the absorption level is just crazy.
Oh, okay.
With that one. Anyway, let's go into your observation when you after the parking lot part, when you walk toward the dome.
Well, the first thing I noticed is that it was really, really hot.
Well, that's for sure. You're in Texas.
Oh yeah, Texas summer heat. I don't like it. Not at all. I like blindly. I like summer heat in Vegas or desert areas because it's just so dry that you don't feel it. But down here, the humidity is just really overbearing.
Oh, did you call this overbearing?
Oh, okay. Oh, right. You come from. Sorry. But like monsoons, I'm thinking. Or do you live in monsoon area? I'm sorry.
We came in an area where there's a lot of monsoon, like all year round.
Oh, okay.
And especially when my country is like next to the water body, like a whole freaking sea. So it's really humid back in my country.
Oh, okay.
You're like sweating every day, all day, every day.
All right, let's get back to the observation. Let's see. I was honestly reminded of a particular park that I had been to in Nevada called Springs Preserve, except it was a lot less deserty. But it was matchable heat, but not foliage as far as... especially with those roof coverings, because I used to... there's a lot of concrete-like structures at that particular park that I liked. And it honestly gave it a little bit of character because I didn't know what it was. It was both efficient and, I guess, artful in the way that they were designed. I forget what they're called. The concave... what do they call them?
I don't even remember it. I just remember that
they're overarching. I don't know.
Yeah, and they just locked together by a pin.
Yeah.
That was it. But it looks really cool on the outside, though.
I wanted to say not umbrella, but something similar to that effect. And yeah, we were just standing there. And then, of course, we were standing there in the heat when suddenly one of us had an idea. Hey, why don't we just walk over like 5 feet so we can get under the shade?
Yeah.
But yeah. That was at least our initial part of it. I did a little bit of research before. Noticed it was a nice urban... It was an urban park, which... That's a new concept to me. Like, I understood that there were parks, like, in the middle of cities. But at the same time, I never thought of, like, one on such a grand scale, I guess.
Mm.
Because I think of, like, the biggest park, I think, would be... not that I've ever visited, but New York's Central Park.
Well, I guess you can say that this... area is like into the urban nice part because if you consider the whole river, there will be a lot of
big
city around it. Definitely, it's just this part is a little bit more, I would say, upstream, so not a lot of resident areas around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have like some natural. Untouched part of the river still left in the middle of the city.
You have anything else to say? Sorry.
Well, I was just thinking about how I say it. The project that they have.
Mm-hmm, of course. It's a couple $1 million in there.
Well, yeah, it is a lot. And I like how they think of every aspect, like from the roll with a lot of permeable rocks to make the...
They want to set an example. And of course, going into the building, once we went inside the actual little building there, that was actually a really nice touch where they started to point out like, oh, this is a really self-efficient home to the point where we can give energy back to the world.
Yeah, they actually is very impressive in the sense that... they have a lot of solar power, mm-hmm. and did you notice the wall?
Of course, yeah, that it was.
Yeah, they don't have any insulation at all. Mm-hmm. It's just pure rock, I guess.
Well, the way I think it works, don't quote me on this, but the whole point is that of having a living roof is that it's earth covering your entire your entire roof. So the whole point is that heat can't escape,
or can get in.
Yeah. Well, I think it builds up because that usually happens, I think, during the winter, where it's like something has to keep the plants alive. I'm a geothermal, I can't remember.
Well, yeah.
I'm talking
nonsense, but I'm thinking more of the Ireland, all this Hobbit Howl where they build it under the hill.
Yeah.
So that they keep warm during the winter, but it's keep cool during the summer.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
But what can I say about things like this? It's kind of weird because I feel like a majority of these types of homes where it's like, oh, look at these greenhouses. A majority of them are like publicly owned, where it's just, hey, here's something of the future. It's never like, hey, this is what we did to start implementing it everywhere across the city.
Yeah.
And I get it because it's a lot of what happens, I think, is that infrastructure seems so permanent. Because you build this this building and you expect to say, hey, this building's going to last 100 years. Well, what happens to the advances we make in that 100 years? How much of that is actually going to be put into these old homes?
Yes, true. But it's right now, it's just an example. Because I know that in my country, there is... it used to be an area where they built a really nice house and everything for... it stood there for like 5 years as a model.
Mm-hmm.
And then... when everything starts to catching up with it, they sell the land so that they can build something else, mm-hmm. instead of that model. They just implement it in the middle of the city so that they can say that to people, that, okay, we should go for these kind of thing instead of, you know, keeping the old style.
And that's what I meant to kind of say in my head, to rephrase what I was saying, was that a majority of these green homes are examples. They're not...
yeah, they're not, like, realistically.
I actually wonder what percentage of the world, to say we have, like, 100 green homes, to make that distinction, because otherwise I'm thinking greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
To say that there's 100 green homes, probably, like, 90 of them are just these examples. No one actually lives in them.
It's true. I mean, little room was used for classroom instead of a house.
Mm-hmm. The only thing is that like they spent so much time on that that they didn't have like any money to actually decorate the place. That was the only thing. Was it, like it looked like I was
plain.
Like, oh, are we in prison now?
It looks really plain though.
Yeah, very concrete. But if anything, I would say just paint it over. I don't know.
Yeah,
a brighter color.
A little paint would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the outside. I think we talked enough
about the inside.
About the
living, and about infrastructure in general.
Yeah, by the way, I was really surprised when he pointed out the differences between tree when they're in the nursery versus when they're in nature.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it was at the tree that was in the nature home. Mm-hmm. In the nature, sorry. They have more branch from the ground up instead of just one big branch.
Mm.
No, one big trunk, sorry.
Yeah.
And then have many branch ups there.
Well, whatchamacallit, that was another thing, was that I don't mean to like sidetrack and go off to another place again, but like Hemisphere, where they were talking about like, wait, how many trees died when you were successfully planting those other trees?
Yeah, they were like kind of moving things around, so it's...
I just wonder like how much time... Well, the whole point is that they want it to look immediately good. Like, I wonder how many trees that they've planted right now to say that, okay, these are going to be the future trees. Because they transferred so many. How many did they actually have started growing just at that place? Because the reason why...
About Hemisphere or...
No. Going back to... My bad.
Yeah.
To say that... you have so many trees that you've transplanted. All right, that's enough to make it look good. All right, now let's think about sustainability. Let's start planting trees right now so to make sure that these trees, when they do die off...
I think they do have some, like, plant tree right now. You remember during the trail?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of small tree next to the trail, and it's, like, start to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will be the one that will be hammering the place for the future.
I guess.
I know my words is all over the place.
It's fine, it's fine. I'm babbling as well. But I guess, yeah, let's start talking a bit more about the outside. Trying to think. Oh, yeah, so the trail was just beautiful, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Once you get past that, once you get past that little what you call parking lot, everything looks beautiful.
Exactly. That parking lot was really a bummer. Well, except for the fact that it has a lot of, like, different kind of grass or flower, you know, for the kid to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they died in the summer, so that's another bummer. But yeah, the trail looks amazing. It's like...
I'm actually sad we didn't get to explore more because we only had, like, what, 30 minutes? I can't remember.
Well, I mean, we go over 30 minutes.
We went over the time, yeah. It was probably closer to, like, 50 by the time we actually did get back.
No, Alyssa didn't care too much because we actually do the job.
Yeah, we're having fun.
But yeah, I would say we have more time to explore. That would be super fun.
Which, now that I think about it, we should have just done on our own time once we were dismissed. But nah, everyone wanted to go back home.
Oh, well, yeah, it was like hot and tired because we've been there every day. Not long, I mean, all day.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, and especially, what am I thinking? Oh, yeah, just the concrete just gets so hot during the summer.
Yeah.
And that's because we all decided to take a little adventure into the river.
Well, we did take a little adventure in the river. Well, it was an experience.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, any observation alone is just quite... I mean, it's reached to a certain level.
Mm-hmm. It reminded me of this area. I'm trying to think. Shreveport, maybe? No. The whole point is that my family likes to travel a lot, and we ended up going to this little hot springs area. In that, and right next to the hot springs was a big river. I can't even remember the name. But the whole point was that it looked very similar in the sense that, like, there was a bunch of little rapids and then kids just playing everywhere because they, not that I ever got to go swim in that, I ended up just staying at the hot springs because my parents were like, no, the rapids are too dangerous. Not that these were real tiny, but it was just like a small scale version, I guess.
Well, I think, I mean, I have no comments on that.
Okay, sorry. Little tangent, but yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wonder... So they started building those little rapids. Do you happen to know what the purpose of those were for? To say that, like, there's little man-made concrete areas right there just to help with water flow. They talked about flooding a bit and that how it's very good at absorbing a lot of the water during flood times. So I'm just wondering if that was a implementation or if, I don't know.
Wait, okay. Are you talking about a trail part?
No. The little rapids, the entire river, because the whole point was that they said was that this is a very good area. The reason why is because it helps with all the flooding, which is very common in very urbanized areas because it's full of concrete and then there's no way for the water to go, which is why they have the permeable rocks right there. But the whole point of the river is hopefully that it'll stop flooding by gathering all the water there instead. So I wonder how much of that little concrete... rapid little area that's like right next to the open water, how much of that is used to help prevent flooding?
Yeah, and that I actually don't know, but I mean, if it's help, it's still a good idea.
We don't really know the science behind any of this. We're just speculating.
Nope. Yep, pure speculation.
All right. So, yeah, we ended up walking the trail for a bit. We had a lot of fun, honestly. We saw a lot of, I saw a bunch of fish in the water.
I saw a turtle, a live one, and then a dead one.
Well, wait, you saw a live turtle as well? Or
yeah, I saw a live turtle.
Where'd you see the live turtle?
It was when Sylvia, I don't know, she was sneezing.
Mm.
The turtle head was just... up above the water when she sneezed, like poof.
Oh.
So I saw that little poof
exchange.
Right there. Yeah, but it was pretty deep. I mean, the part that we visit and we walk on is mm-hmm. not that deep, but like downstream is like really.
We didn't even go that far, did we?
No, you remember the last part where everybody walk on to
the bridge?
Yeah, the bridge, the fishing stage.
Yeah,
the one under the bridge is really deep.
Oh, okay. And that's because I'm gotta admit, I'm used to Resacas, honestly. Which Resacas, I don't know if you're familiar with the term. Nope. Basically, they're man-made lakes. And all they're for is to make sure that nobody drowns. But the whole point is that they're man-made and they don't hold water real well, and whatchamacallit, nobody tries to clean them or make sure they're clean. It got to the point where, like, my parents told me, like, you can fish in that water, but don't eat anything that comes out of that water, because you would cut them up and you'd just see parasites inside of them.
Yeah.
This place was a lot more cleaner, despite the fact that we did see, like, a couple of... It was still murky, but you could see in the water versus, I'm just thinking, green water all the time.
Well, yeah, it's really murky. I guess that is the illusion of deep that I saw.
I guess. But what was I thinking? Yeah, so we saw the dead turtle. That yes, was just, yeah. It was a bummer. We're like, is that alive? No, it's just, like it got, touches, like, and the thing is, it got washed up and it's just sitting there. And hopefully somebody goes and gets it. We should have reported that now I'm thinking back to it. To say, hey, there's just a dead turtle. I mean, should somebody go and get it?
When we came back, there was nobody's left there.
Oh, that's true. So. Yeah, yeah, because Elisa was the one to have to lock up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was sad. Or hopefully Miami told someone because... Did you hear what happened with Miami? She talked about the injury.
She stopped the job. But I don't think Miami was with us when we saw the dead turtle.
Oh, that's right. She was all the way towards the back, and then we were. Where was she? I guess she was. Well, she was talking about.
She stayed behind and got the job. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, and then yeah, you just see a bunch of different creatures. Like when we were just walking over the little water area
mm-hmm.
on the first set of rapids that we saw. When we walked across, we just saw a bunch of what we think to be crabs.
Wait, there's crab?
No, there wasn't any crabs. There was crab arms or crab claws.
Okay.
So the thing is though, they were really small little claws. So we think what happened was that just a bunch of birds came and grabbed them. I'm not sure if they came from the river though. But it was just so weird because it was just like a bunch of little crab parts. It was some type of shellfish was the thing.
Hmm.
Dark brown, but I wasn't sure.
It could be from the river, you know, when they wash up downstream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would be like that rude to eat and then throw the shell into the river.
Yeah, I was going to say like, hey, we're trying to keep this clean.
Or is it red though? Because most of the shell... fish type when you cook it.
When you cook them, yeah. But yeah, it was brown, so I would assume it was eaten live.
Ew, no.
And that's because we were never more than like mid shin, I would say, deep. So I don't know what other things were inside of there.
Yeah, I mean,
that was something I was surprised that everyone was just on board with, like, hey, let's just jump across. Because well, there's that little tiny area where people were just like, all right, take a step.
Well, yeah, I guess people were doing that for the picture at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they started to screw around a little bit, they were like, okay, let's go on an adventure.
Oh, yeah, I was like, everyone's so on board for this. And I think it was something that we all needed. We were at that point where it's like, okay, it's one of the last ones. We're kind of burnt out, but... And yeah, then just suddenly it was like, okay, this is our little adventure. This is us just acting like kids again.
Yeah, let's just have fun.
Explore.
I mean, that's tied back to the whole experience thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course.
I mean, if it's just an observer and see things for the sake of the assignment, that uh-huh. would be, like, absolutely boring.
Of course. And I felt, I guess over the course of this entire thing, was like I felt like I did sit through some of them.
Well, yeah, true. I agree. Totally agree.
But this is like, yeah, this was, and Elisa even said, like, this is one of either the one we do first or the one we do last. And
I mean,
kind of wish we did it first, but at the same time.
No, I would prefer it as the last one, like this one, because, you know, you end the semester with a bang.
Yeah. Second guessing myself, yeah, I say the end, because I'm the type of guy who likes to eat all of his vegetables before I dig into the rest of the meal.
Ah.
That's, I don't know what that says about me, but the whole point is that, like, yeah, I'd rather have something at the very end to look forward to rather than, no, let's just goof off as much as we can at the beginning and then just have to store all the work later.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the hard stuff done first, as it
well,
were.
Well, that's very true, because if, like those last one and you cannot enjoy it, it will be like, eh.
Which I'm still stressed out because we still have things to do, but yeah, it was a nice moment. It was a nice, like, good hour where it was just like, yeah, this is fun.
Well, I think everybody was enjoying themselves, like, a lot. Because I know, like, some...
Keep on?
Yeah.
Sorry, just to let you know. Sorry.
Because I know, I just... like, some other site, a lot of people, like, just sit there and waiting for it to end.
Yeah. And a lot of it, I think it just depends on your interest, honestly. There were some where it was just like a hit, and we're like, yep, yeah, definitely interested in this, in this. And the other ones were just like, nope, this is not part of my subject. I don't feel like I'm learning anything here. Goodbye.
Yeah, true. I mean, at least for me, I'm more into nature instead of all the office. And
have you been like traveling? Because like I love going to national parks, honestly.
Well, I love to, but I haven't had the chance.
Oh, okay. So have you hiked anywhere or... Then any?
Well, I mean, I do some hiking and then some camping in the Austin area, like on the size of it. It was pretty nice.
And that's because I only recently learned that, like, here you can do, like, a lot of kayaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, further down or further up the stream, I can't remember. Or the river.
Well, I think it's down the stream because up the stream there's a lot of rocks.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure. But yeah, that's definitely something I want to get into now.
Yep, true.
Walking the park a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, let's go back to the me thing that I like nature instead of office. Like,
all right.
I absolutely...
But you picked the perfect job, computer science, full of nature.
Well... Choices.
When should we make them? Should we be able to choose what degree we're going to be when we're 18 years old? Probably not.
Well, that's technically go back to the whole criticize about how student was in high school. They don't even know what they want to do. They still have to ask their teacher to be like going out for a restroom and then bam, choose your own damn major.
Damn.
Do that for the rest of your life. I'm like, okay.
Alright, let's do this.
Yeah, sorry for the language, but...
Now I have to go... And I'm kidding. I don't think she'll mind that much, as long as we don't, like, really swear.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, I hope I don't have to go back and, like, edit this and just bleep things. And then you're gonna think you say something different.
Beep.
Wait, did he say this or this? No. Okay.
He's just beep, beep, beep.
I should literally just go back and edit this and just go... And just add them at random places. Like, wait, what just happened? But yeah. So anyway, you were talking about nature?
Oh, yeah. Like, I really don't like Geekdom and the AT&T Center because...
Well, the AT&T Center, honestly, well, not that I didn't like it. It was just I was expecting something different.
Yeah, I was expecting about the AT&T Center itself, not...
It didn't even cross my mind until I looked it up. Oh, we're talking about the stadium, not the company, AT&T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, it was unexpected that they have a game the next day or... I don't know.
No, it was a fight. I can't remember. And that was because when I was walking out the parking lot, they ended up asking me, like, some random couple just went and said, hey, do you know where they're doing the weigh-ins? I'm like, don't work here. Goodbye.
Yeah. It just not my favorite one.
Yeah, but going back to nature, I guess. Yeah, I just love hiking. Honestly, the park is not my favorite in the sense that I like climbing things. Honestly, just like hiking, as in going up something, is just honestly the most satisfying feeling, I think.
Okay.
I wish that they had a little more area. I'm not sure if they had more rocky type areas because. Majority of San Antonio is just hills. We don't have mountains, as it were.
I don't think that they will be able to add this into
the park. Oh, no. I don't feel like they're going to add anything.
Yeah, this part is all about preserving the nature life of, you know, all the things that...
Which... There. Did you see any other animals? Because the only thing I can think of is when Miami pointed out the leaves and how they were covered in webs.
Yeah, that...
And how they were just basically sucking out the nutrients from the tree.
Yep. But that was just a little part. It's not like they cover the whole tree or anything, so it's not really...
Yeah, eventually, though, if they keep breeding, I don't know.
Yeah, those silk spiders?
Silk spiders, yeah. I think.
I'm not sure. Well, we have to ask Miami. She's the expert.
But what else am I thinking? Because we saw the turtles. We saw the water. Did you see any, like, mammals?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, because that's another thing I like is just, like, every now and then. Well, except, no, I don't even think we saw squirrels.
No, I think they're just reserving the river area for either things that live under the water.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, in the water, sorry.
Under the water.
Or the bird that do the migration
mm-hmm.
all year round, you know.
But yeah, trying to think what else. So, anything else, like, as far as what we wanted to talk about?
Okay. I would say that I wish we had more time to like explore. I mean,
yeah.
I have to go back to the old subject, but there's, you know, remember when we head back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you head back before me, but when I head back with a group, there's another road
mm-hmm.
that we are about to win, but then we see the map that's pointing to like some other area which we don't want to go at that point because it's already late, and yeah, that would be really nice if we can just go and explore.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm trying to think what else we did, because we went further down because we said, why not? We said, we have more time, let's go.
Yeah.
And there was a big area with just a ton of rocks, and I was like, oh, this is where the natural wall starts to form. Because
I'm not sure because the
rest of the place, it was just like little concrete barriers where it was like, okay, this is keeping the water from flowing a specific way. And then down there was just like, nope, ton of rocks. I'm not sure if they put them there purposely or not.
I think they just put it there purposely.
Oh, okay.
On purpose, yeah.
And then, we all decided to just, let's go again. And then we started to go towards the rocks. And there was a couple of kids there. That was very nice, where they were just like, hey, yeah, let's just explore as well.
Yeah. I wonder, like, what goes after that part.
What do you mean?
Like the fishing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good
question.
Because
there was a bridge, and I didn't see very well, like...
And that's because you need a permit, I think, to fish there. And then that was another thing we found. Well, it was so sad. We found like a giant net, or Miami spotted it, and she went, "Yeah, I'm gonna go get that."
Yeah, I wonder who put it there.
I mean, it was probably just something that was lost down the river, but yeah, it just kind of sucks sometimes when we just end up going, "Hey, yeah, we're just gonna leave that there because it's too much bass to go get." But she went out and got it.
It's true. I mean, this part is satisfying and.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, but yeah, it's satisfying, but it's not reaching the level like the hemisphere or the pearl.
Oh, well, I don't think they're supposed to in that sense, because
well, I mean, yeah,
it's more of a metropolitan area. If anything, the whole point, again, I go back, is that this place was bought for cheap so that it could be... Hello.
Hello,
Josh. Hi there. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. So, yeah, this entire place was just... It was just built on a little bit of a property that was just on the river. It so happened to be on the river, but was very cheap.
Yes, true.
And you,
well, I mean, I guess there are different aspects to it. One is to build to be something big, and one is to preserving everything else.
Okay. And going back to, I'm sorry, someone's just trying to get into our door. I think they're just cleaning the door, but it sounds like banging.
Yeah.
Anyway, very aggressively. Anyway, going back. Sorry. Towards the end, we're kind of pittering out, and anything is just kind of amusing us at this point. But yeah, it was built on cheap land. I mean, I don't mean to. I hate to say it like that, like cheap land, but at the same time, you saw a lot of trailer parks down there. Like, that was the first thing I noticed was I was like, oh, yeah, this is just someone's backyard, which I think of parks. And I'm like, yeah, parks
well,
are pretty
I
much...
mean, that's technically somebody else's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
They can just...
See. And there's just a wire fence separating that area.
Yeah, they can just climb over and then enjoy their little walk every night in the park.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure if they can do that.
Oh, well, it's a public park. I don't think it closes.
Really?
Yeah, unless it's privately owned. I'm almost completely certain. I mean, you go to any park, is... Yeah. I'm almost completely certain about that.
But the trail is like really, really dark.
Well, yeah, the trail's dark, but I mean, I've gone walking at night. Back at my home, there's a little park area in the center of all the, what am I thinking? Cul-de-sacs? I'm thinking, what's the word? What's the group, the word for like a group of things? A group of houses, sorry. Like, not cul-de-sac, because the cul-de-sac is just like a little area, this part of a bigger suburb, I guess. Okay. I guess I'll use suburb. Just right there in the middle of the suburbs. And literally, you could go there at any time. It's open. The problem is you don't want to be there at all times because we have things like, I don't know.
Yeah, we got...
It's when all the animals come out. And okay. All the insects, because it's no longer hot, and that means they can go and...
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of animals around this area, but insects, definitely.
Oh, yeah, insects.
Especially mosquito.
Hopefully, all those spiders do breed enough so that it can kill all the insects.
Hope so.
I don't know. Ecosystem. It needs to be balanced, and that's the main thing, I guess, that everyone's trying to get at this point, is that we're at that point where the world's kind of screwed unless we get some major advances. And that's the whole thing with technology, I think, at this point, is that at our current state, we are screwed, and we're going
to
continue.
Yeah, we are screwed, and nobody care to do anything.
Yeah. And
they
the
just
whole,
talk.
The whole thing, though, my thing is that technology itself is exponential in the sense that it keeps getting better. The more technology we gain, the better the next set will be. As in, right now it's only so much more, but then it's going to be triple that in so many years.
Yeah, like in the next 5 years.
So we got to hope at this point is that technology outpaces our consumption. To the point where it's like, oh, it doesn't even matter because we're so efficient with our technology now that we don't even need those resources anymore.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that part.
Yeah, it's a real gamble, but at this point, what else can we do?
I mean, AI is still like a hit or miss at this point.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a game breaking.
Okay. Yeah, but I think, well, the whole point is the technology is exponential, because you think about 200 years ago, what the heck are we in comparison to then? And the whole point was that we had that big boom back in the, I forget what it's called, the something revolution, the
Industrial Revolution?
Yeah, Industrial Revolution. I was going to say something before that because it had to do with food instead. It wasn't the industrial, it was back when we discovered farming.
Yeah.
But the whole point is that our population suddenly skyrocketed because of that.
Yes, true.
And
I mean,
who knows if that was good or bad.
You don't even need to go that far because, like, 10 years ago, look at our phone.
Oh yeah, nobody would think mobile phones are the future or the internet is the future.
Yeah, 10 years ago, we're still using all those flip phones.
No, I'm going to take that back because I'm thinking 10 years ago, oh my gosh, that's 2009. 10 years ago is 2009.
Yeah, I mean...
The internet was a thing by then.
Internet was a thing, but the web is not 2.0 yet.
I can't remember.
It's still web 1.0, everything is static, and not to mention we're still using all those flip phones where we can just...
Yeah.
Talk, text, and then throw at people, and then they still survive.
Yeah. But hopefully, nature has some place in it. That's the whole thing, is just
that... that's the scary thing, because if nature want to restore the balance, then we just wipe us all out.
It's called disease. We should not have wiped them out, because now we have to have a mass culling, actually. Now, I don't know how we're going to get through all this, but... We can't end on a sober note. We only have so long. All right.
We have like another minute, and that's a really question, and we shouldn't go there.
Yeah. Let's go back. What's one good thing you can say about nature and about technology?
One good thing about nature is pretty. One good thing about technology is that it's ugly, but they hopefully can coexist and make thing worked out in our favor, I hope.
Yeah, that's another statement I guess I can disagree with. 30 seconds, let's go. Hoping is not enough. You need to take action. You need to start living your life by the way you want it to eventually turn out to be.
Well, yeah, we're like reducing all the plastic and stuff like that.
Yes, and but how many people actually recycle at their home? That's a question.
Yeah, that's a really, really big
question. I'm still recycling. We used to have a recycling bin at my old apartment. Now we don't. I'm going to go, and I still go and recycle now because I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take this to the nearest recycling plant that I can.
Well, okay, speaking of recycling, have you heard the fact that...
We're over time, but continue your story.
Yeah, recycling plastic is not efficient
anymore. It's not efficient anymore. The whole point is that at some point, oil was so down in price that we could... now, it was so high in price that it was more efficient to buy out the recyclables. Now, oil is such on a rise and such a low price that it's no longer worth it to buy the recyclables. It's cheaper to make more. And that's what it comes down to.
It's cheaper to make more, and think of it this way. If people not clean their plastic properly, it would just be thrown into the dumpster.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're not going to like
I think it's like 75% of all the plastic here in San Antonio goes right back into the trash because nobody buys it, even after it's processed.
Yeah, it's true.
Which hopefully the government can step in and just say, hey, we'll buy it at a loss.
Okay, so here's the fact. United States still own, I'm not sure how many years, but they still own the land that is good enough to be the whole nation's dumpster for at least like,
What are you talking about? Sorry.
Okay, so it was another podcast I heard online. So it said that American has the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill that is good enough for another 200 or 300 years.
Oh, okay.
So that is why nobody cares on recycling.
I don't know, man. That's just a really bad way of looking at it. And I also think of like things like precious metals. How many freaking aluminum cans? I didn't mean to say that, but it wasn't technically a curse, so we'll brush past that. How many aluminum cans do you see in the trash all the time? And it's just, I just picture it like, why?
I know.
It takes a little bit more time out of your day to make a huge difference. That's all I'm saying. That's all the time we have, but
nobody cares about that little time. They just look at a huge difference and ask, why doesn't it happen?
Yeah, why hasn't it happened yet? That's another thing. We keep asking questions and we keep hoping without actually trying to find the answers / actually trying to make actions. Yeah. So out there today, make a change in your life. Say, if you're going to do something, say it out loud, but then also do it. Yeah. Actions speak louder than words. Thank you very much. Long, do you have anything else, one last thing to say to the audience?
Well, good night and goodbye.
Thank you very much. This has been
The Confluence Podcast.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.